Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you found time in your schedule to join me and share these next few minutes together as we go into the Word of the Lord. And what I would like to share with you today and perhaps tomorrow, I've entitled, What's in a Name? Do you know that names are very important? The name of a person, especially in various cultures, or as we look in the pages of Scripture, especially in the Old Covenant, there are actually throughout the Word of God, the name signifies the very person or character of an individual. And the most wonderful thing to consider is that God knows you by name. He says in His Word, I've called you by your name, thou art mine. When you pass through the waters, when you go through the floods, when you go through the fire, He will be with you and the flame won't kindle upon you. Praise God. Your neighbor next door may not know your name, but God does. You may not be rich or famous as far as this world is concerned, but in the economy of God, you are richer than all the millionaires, billionaires of the earth put together. God is very mindful of His people and their needs and the situations that are facing you, even today. For those who are called the children of God, there have been given specific promises from God Himself that are recorded in the Word of God. That's why on this broadcast we stress God's Word so much, because that is our lifeline. That is God's will for us. He has written us a love letter so we can, throughout the days of our lives, refer to it, go back to it, read it, meditate upon it, so we can understand the character and nature of God and His desire for us, not only in terms of obedience, the things that please Him, but the way He wants to express His love to us, which are in His beautiful promises, the blessings He's promised to pour out to us if we will be obedient. You may not think of yourself as very important. You may not be an influential member of society. You may not be on the blue blood social register, but God has considered you so important. He made provision for you to be listed in a book of names that has no equal. Hallelujah. It's called the Lamb's Book of Life. The Bible declares that if you've accepted Jesus, you are an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. And since that's the case, there's no area of your life that's not important to God. Sometimes the things that seem so even significant or trivial to us, God is vitally interested as no one else can be about every aspect of our lives. Why? Because He desires communion and fellowship. He wants you to interact with Him. He wants to be involved in a true partnership where you're aware and sensitive of the Holy Spirit and seeking His direction for the simple tasks of the day. I mean, this kind of relationship isn't reserved for missionaries on the foreign field or evangelists that are preaching to thousands in the cities of the world. He wants that relationship with you. There's nothing that's not important to you that's not significant to God, and you have no desire or plans that are not important to God. You know, as human beings, we go about our daily lives and we put names on many things. We name people, we name places, we name our pets, isn't that right? And things are so common that we forget the importance sometimes of having a good name. And Scripture talks about that. Older generations especially, and there are still some today that put a great stock in their names. They're very concerned that they do the honorable thing for the sake of their name. They want a good reputation as far as the Lord is concerned, and of course, if we are upright in our relationship with God, then we will be honored among men. They will see that we are upright and acting honorably. Now, as far as the word name itself, by definition, Webster defines name as a word constituting the distinctive designation of a person or thing. A synonym would be reputation, especially an illustrious record. A name as the embodiment of a reputation. It's the spiritual nature or essence, such as praise his holy name. It describes the characteristic of the Lord, his holiness. So let's look at a little, what would some would say, an insignificant passage in the book of Nehemiah. And I'm choosing to look in chapter 12, verse 10. And what we see here, if you read the Bible through in a year, this would be one of the passages you would read. It starts in verse 1 by saying, "Now these are the priests and the Levites that went up with Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, and Zechariah, and Jeremiah, and Ezra." And it begins to list names, genealogies. It talks about the chiefs of the priests and their brethren in the days of Jeshua. And in verse 10, that's what I want to look at. It says, "And Jeshua begat Joachim, and Joachim also begat Eliashib, and Eliashib begat Joiada." And sometimes in various portions of the word, as we read these genealogies, we tend to just want to kind of skip over them because they don't have much significance or meaning to us. That is, unless we take the time to really dig into the significance, because I believe every word of God has beauty and meaning that's been undiscovered. It's like a treasure chest for many of us. The more we dig into the word, the more we find the jewels of God's wisdom and beauty. And these were the priests and the Levites who returned to Jerusalem with Zerubbabel as Nehemiah and the people of Israel rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem. And so what I'd like to do is look at four names that I shared with you that are listed in that verse 10 and look at the spiritual meaning of those names and apply that application, that significance to us today. In verse 10, let me share it again. "And Jeshua begat Joachim, and Joachim begat Eliashib, and Eliashib begat Joiada." Now, this verse of Scripture has a far greater significance than what appears on the surface. Obviously, it just seems like the name of people, priests, Levites. And in reading the Bible, sometimes, if we're honest, it gets a little wearisome or tiresome reading all the genealogies. But let's just take a few moments to look at these four names. The first one is Jeshua, and it's the first link, if you will, in this chain of genealogy that we're reading about. Jeshua means Yahweh, or God is our salvation. Yeshua, in Hebrew, is the name of our Savior. That's Jesus. It is the equivalent of the Greek Jesus in the New Testament. And so what do we see in that very name that the angel declared to Mary, that the child that was planted in her womb by the Holy Spirit, his name was to be called Jesus, Yeshua, he who is the salvation of his people. He came to this earth. That was just what he came to do, to save us to the uttermost. He was not only our ransom and our redemption from sin and eternal damnation, but he was so much more. He is so much more. He not only saves us from sin, He not only makes us into a new creature in Him, He not only causes us to be heirs of God and joint heirs with Himself, He not only causes us to sit in heavenly places with Him, but He has delivered us from all the works of darkness. 1 John 3:8 says, "And for this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil." Jesus gave us Himself. He didn't substitute anything. He was all and in all, and He is all and in all. He left the glories of heaven. He left His eternal majesty, the fellowship that He enjoyed with the Father, and He was willing to empty Himself, the King of the universe, and came down to this earth, was the Word incarnate, made flesh and dwelt among us, came as a tiny, helpless babe. He grew up 30 years in the simple home of a carpenter's son, and He grew in knowledge and in wisdom and favor with God and man. And then the last 3 years of His life was dedicated to fulfilling the ministry that God had called Him to do. To the Spirit of the Lord was upon Him to set the captive free, to heal all those and impart unto those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. He is our everything. When Jesus was named Yeshua, God is our salvation, it implies not only deliverance of our soul from eternal separation from Him, but a fullness of abundant life, praise God. Well, I'm going to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. We need to look at the other three names in the chain of progression, if you will. But now I do want to invite you, if you have prayer needs, to write. And also, for a short time, I've been offering a booklet that a dear sister requested back in the 1980s when she was a young Christian. She's a medical director of a Christian clinic and asked for 100 copies for her church, for her pastor. And so we did a new edition of it, if you will, and they're free for the asking. Just include your mailing address if you should email, and know that we'll be happy to put it in the mail to you. And also, I pray for you every day, those who are listening, my radio family, and of course my UCM partners, how grateful I am to the Lord for each of you. It's a tremendous privilege to share His word. And again, I covet your prayer support. I love you. Thank you so much for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.